This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. January_8_C. Epiphany January 8th. C first posted January 8th, 2010. Isaiah 42:1-7. The Lord's servant. Paraphrase. The Lord God upholds his servant and delights in him. God has given him God's Spirit, and the servant will cause justice to come forth from the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not fail or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Isaiah 42:2-4. The Lord God, who created the heavens and the earth and spread them out, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it, Isaiah 42:5, declares that he is the Lord and in righteousness he has called his servant, has led him, provided for, protected and prospered him. God's servant is to establish God's covenant to all people, to be the light of righteousness, John 1:5, 3:19-21, spiritual enlightenment, John 1:9, and eternal life, John 1:4, 8:12, to all nations. The servant will give sight to the blind, and free prisoners from their dungeons and darkness. Commentary, God's word is eternally true and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment and example of the Lord's servant. The nation and people of Israel were called to be the Lord's servant, but they turned away from that call, because they refused to acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah and follow his example and teaching. The church is the new Israel, the new people of God, and is called to be God's servant, individually and collectively. God put his Spirit upon Jesus, beginning with Jesus' baptism by John the Baptizer. As John testified, John 1:31-34. Jesus was fully God in human flesh, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28. Many people in Israel were looking for the coming of the Messiah to be a political champion who would free them from Roman domination and restore sovereignty to Israel, Acts 1:6-7, but Jesus didn't come to be a political king, John 18:36. Jesus didn't come to be a firebrand or a political revolutionary. He came to heal spiritually bruised reeds, not break them, and dimly burning candles, not quench them. What the world falsely calls justice is very different than God's justice. Worldly justice tends to preserve and enforce the right of the wealthy and powerful to oppress the poor and helpless. The Lord works for justice and equality for all. He preserves and upholds the rights of the poor, the hungry, the sick and powerless, Psalm 82:2-4. Jesus came to demonstrate what obedience to God's word looks like in human flesh in this fallen world, and the eternal reward it produces. The world hated Jesus and treated him horribly, but Jesus rose from physical death to eternal life. Every truly, born again, Christian, including myself, personally testifies that Jesus has risen from physical death and is eternally alive. Jesus came to demonstrate the Spirit of God in human flesh, and to make it possible for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. By faith, obedient trust, in Jesus, we are spiritually cleansed by his blood, sacrificed on the cross, so that we are able to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Only Jesus gives the baptism, gift, anointing, infilling of the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Christians are disciples of Jesus Christ, Acts 11:26c, who have been spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Spiritual rebirth is a discernible, ongoing event. It is possible for one to know with certainty for oneself whether one has been reborn or not, Acts 19:2. God has given us the breath of physical life. We have all been born physically alive, but spiritually inborn. This lifetime is our only opportunity to seek God our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and to be spiritually reborn to eternal life, which is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. The Lord only gives the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who will live in obedient trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah 42:5c, Romans 8:1-11. Jesus came to establish a new covenant, testament, a grace, unmerited favor, a free gift, to be received by faith, obedient trust, Ephesians 2:8-9. He established the new covenant, Matthew 26:26-28, on the night of his betrayal and arrest, after he had celebrated the Passover feast with his disciples. The Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, the Eucharist, is the new Passover feast. Jesus is the Passover Lamb, whose flesh, the bread of eternal life, John 6:32-35, provides the feast and whose blood marks us as God's people, so that we are passed over by the destroying angel, Exodus 12:1-14. Jesus came to heal the spiritually bruised and dimly burning. Jesus came to heal the spiritually blind, and to set free the spiritual prisoners of Satan and eternal death, Hebrews 2:14-15. Luke 4:16-21. Jesus' miracles of physical feeding, healing and resurrection were intended to demonstrate that Jesus can also heal, feed and raise us spiritually to eternal life. For the same reason, Jesus taught in parables, ordinary worldly experiences used to teach spiritual truth, 1 Corinthians 2:12-14. Jesus came to call us to follow his teaching and example, to become his disciples and learn to trust and obey him, to become the Lord's servants. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.